Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Authors Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City with a special edition of the Harlequin Author Spotlight. And today we're chatting with Rita Award-winning and USA Today bestselling author Emily Richards about her new book, Sunset Bridge. Sunset Bridge is the third book, isn't it?
It is. It's a third book.
And that's the Happiness Key series, and you have five very different women who find friendship and unexpected love on the barrier island known as Happiness Key. So this trilogy is set in a ramshackle cottage compound in the Florida Keys. Tell us about the place and the people who live there.
It's a story about a woman who ends up sort of owning this compound, this collection of cottages, and they're all sort of tumble-down cottages. It's not the life she expected for herself. She was a trophy wife in L.A., and she expected her life to be as easy as it had always been and as sort of gold-plated. And then suddenly her entire life changes when her husband is arrested and jailed, and everything that they've owned is gone, and she divorces him, and all she has left is this land. And when she gets there, she goes, oh, my gosh, you know. And then she's also inherits this group of tenants who are people that are completely different from herself. They're different from each other, too. For me as an author, the fun of it was putting together very different women who are sure right from the beginning that they'll never be friends and then find out that, you know, friendship is something totally different than what they thought it was.
Now, in the first two books, there were four friends, and then now there's a mysterious person in the fifth cottage, I understand.
Right, yes, a new one. And we lost one in book two, and we've gained another one in book three.
And in the first two stories, Tracy Deloche, who is the heroine, has found home with these people a long way from her trophy wife background in Los Angeles. So in Sunset Bridge, she comes to face the biggest challenge of her life so far. So can you tell us what's happening for Tracy in the opening pages of the story?
Well, Tracy has had this relationship with her husband, who is an older man, and they didn't have children and never really wanted kids. They didn't have a lifestyle that really lent itself to children. And now she's has a relationship with a man closer to her own age, but who's very different from Tracy. And they haven't really talked about their relationship and whether they love each other or whether they feel any sense of commitment. And Tracy finds out she's pregnant in this story. And she's not sure she wants him to know because she wants to decide on her own what she's going to do. And she's kind of hoping he'll declare himself at some point so she can feel comfortable telling him that she's pregnant with his child. But he's not that kind of guy. He's pretty, you know, he's pretty... It's hard for him to express his feelings, I guess, yeah.
So she falls on the friendships that she's formed with these other women to help her sort out her mind.
Exactly.
And one of these women is Janya, but her life changes very suddenly as well, bringing with it some of the mystery that you're so well known for
writing. Yeah.
So what happens for her?
Well, Janya has been unable to get pregnant. Of course, that's another crisis for Tracy. That's something that has been so hard for her good friend has been unplanned for her and just very simple. But Janya is left with two small children in her care, and the parents never come back. And there's an entire mystery about what happened to the parents, and then once we find out what happens to the parents, you know, who was involved in their disappearance and murder. Yeah.
So Alice and Wanda are also struggling to keep their families together, and what are the challenges that they're facing in Sunset Bridge?
Well, Alice is particularly fun because Alice has a love interest in this book, and Alice is in her late 70s, and she finds a man, and that's wonderful, except that she has this granddaughter, and so it's very hard for her to figure out how she's going to integrate the granddaughter into the life that she wants to have, and of course, the granddaughter has to be her first priority, and yet she's always given her life to other people, and everyone thinks it's time for Alice to really live for herself. So that's her challenge, finding the right kind of situation for everybody. And then Wanda, who has opened up her own pie shop in book two, is suddenly a celebrity. And that's, you know, for the kind of life that she's led, that's really very different for her. I had so much fun with all this. It was so much fun to do.
So we've got inventing, baking, and eating the most amazing pies runs through all of these stories.
Absolutely.
I understand your fans have petitioned you for some of these recipes.
I have some on my website, and so my fans have been sending in recipes this month, and they're going to continue doing it, and I'll be putting those on my blog.
And that's at emilyrichards.com.
Yes.
Why do you think pie is the ultimate comfort food, and do you have a favorite?
Oh, boy, that would be hard. Anything with chocolate, probably. I think chocolate meringue pie, as simple as it is probably my favorite. You know, it's sweet. It's something that you associate with home, some home-baked pies, even though not very many people have that skill anymore. But I think it's something that we think about happening in an old-fashioned kitchen, you know, the 1930s, you know, or the 1940s, mom in the kitchen with her, you know, rolling out the pie crust dough. I think that's probably the appeal.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you very much for sitting down and chatting with us, Emily.
Thank you once again.
This is Emily Richards, and the book is Book 3 in Happiness Key, and it is called
Sunset Bridge.